Welcome to Hope Found. This is a podcast about doing life with God. I found hope in the one and only true God through my salvation in Jesus. And I want to share my journey with God via the scriptures and personal interactions. Many of the podcasts will have a study of scriptures, and others will contain interviews with other people and their stories finding hope in God. Hi, and welcome back. I'm here today. My name is Hope, if you're not aware, and my husband John is here.
Hello, hello.
And we have a visitor with us today. This is Judy. She is my mom. She is here visiting us, and so we definitely wanted to get her on a mic and pick her brain a little bit and see what she had to say. So welcome, Mom.
Hi. Glad to be here.
I'm glad that you agreed to do this. So, you know, the one thing that I was thinking about when I had invited you to do this, and I was very, very grateful in reflecting, which, I mean, I've thought about it before, but just really reflecting on the Christian heritage that I have inherited from you, from your dad, from your parents, Grandma and Grandpa Hall, and just what a blessing it is to be not only raised in the church, but also to have that experience to witness the relationship that you and Dad had with God growing up. And, you know, nothing's ever perfect, of course, but I know that during all of those things, those were the things that made me who I am, you know, along with who God made me. So I was just very grateful. So I just wanted to take a moment and say thank you for that Christian heritage that you have provided. And, you know, thank you to your parents too.
Right, right.
Very grateful. God is good, and just in that, and I'm hoping that we are passing the same along to our kids, that each generation it gets greater and greater, you know, more and more in God, and more experiencing Him and everything. So, is there anything that you want to share as far as like with your growing up and your heritage?
Yes, my mom and dad were very faithful to the Lord. We just really seldom saw them, any kind of arguing with them. Mm-hmm. They might have disagreed, mm-hmm. but they didn't fight about it.
Right.
And it was very comforting for all of us. There were seven of us kids, and we were, you know, we were raised with not having everything that we wanted, but that was good because we appreciated what we did get. And just thankful that they took us to church every Sunday. And we and my siblings,
right,
were all following the Lord because of that.
Yeah, for what I can remember, I remember a little bit, but I probably remember more of the stories, how you guys would even have like missionaries to your house when they would come to visit and give them a meal and different things like that.
Many times my parents, anytime there's an evangelist or missionaries in speaking in the church, mm-hmm. they either were over for a stay overnight for two nights, and definitely for a meal. And my mother had missionary tablecloths where each missionary that came signed their name, the date that they were there, and what field they were in.
Wow.
And she had two of those.
Wow. And that's amazing.
I was thankful that I have one of them.
Wow. That's, I mean, to have that many to fill up two tablecloths, that's a lot.
Yes.
Wow. That's amazing. Is there any other stories of you, like just your connection with God or, you know, just growing up that you want to share?
Yes. When I finally got my own bedroom with having so many kids.
Well, tell us, how many kids were there?
Well, there's seven kids. Mm-hmm. Lois came later. Mm-hmm. So there were six of us that grew up really together.
Right.
And when I did get that bedroom, I occasionally would have the blind open, and it was a clear night and the moon was shining. And I just laid there and looked at it and just made a special connection with God, knowing that He was there. He's my Savior. I asked the Lord in my heart when I was about in third grade.
Wow.
In my Sunday school class.
Mm-hmm.
And the Lord has kept me all these years.
Yeah.
And I mean, I might have gone out on a couple tangents, but he's always brought me back.
Yeah, I think most of us have, at least to a point.
Hey, that's pretty good. You can remember back to third grade. That was a long time ago.
It was. It was.
Leave it to the son-in-law.
That's why I'm here.
Yeah, so that's awesome. I know that we've talked about that before, about how God reveals himself in his nature, mm-hmm. you know, that he's his creation, I should say. I'm like that too. For me, it's give me a good creek in the woods with some mountains, I could stay there all day and just soak in God's presence, you know? Right. But yeah, he does. He reveals himself to us through mm-hmm. his creation. And it's just, I mean, it was his word that created it. So of right. course we can, you know, gather that from that.
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome.
Book of Psalms just gives us so much of that, talking about creation mm-hmm. and how God created it and how blessed we are to enjoy it, you know, after yeah. all these years after creation.
Yeah. But, I can only imagine how amazing it's going to be when he comes back in the new earth, New Jerusalem, like how, you know, because the Bible tells us how creation is longing, is calling out, is aching for that to be renewed.
Right.
And so, I mean, if it's this beautiful now, I can only imagine how beautiful it's going to be when he renews it to what it's supposed to have been in the first place.
Right. Romans 8 tells us about that.
Yep. Romans 8 has a lot in it.
It definitely does.
It's an amazing chapter. It has a whole lot in it. That is for sure. So I did want to talk a little bit about your experience in sharing God. And I wanted to kind of start off with, which I know this might not make sense to many people until they hear it through, but the job that you have done for quite some time now.
Mm-hmm, yes.
So you have sold Avon.
Right.
Which, yes, guys, Avon is still around.
Yes, it is.
I know many times people say, what? Way back when, my grandma. Uh-huh. Yeah, it is still around. And so just share a little bit. Like, when did you start? Why did you start?
I started a year after we moved to the Pittsburgh area. Mm-hmm. And the youngest one out of the three were, he was only a year old at the time. Mm-hmm. So of course I had to have babysitters and, but I just went out, one day, Avon representative, stopped at the house mm-hmm. and I said, oh, I was thinking about that because my mother-in-law had bought a lot of Avon. Mm-hmm. She had stacks of it, wow. But she was in Philadelphia. And, anyway, she put my name in and the Lord has really had put it on my heart because I wasn't backward at all about it. I mm-hmm. can't believe sometimes the houses I went into and didn't even have any fear. I guess it's because the Lord was with me. And I came back out. Yeah. And so that was over 55 years ago.
So for 55 years, yes, you've mm-hmm. done this. Wow.
And it's been a blessing. Lots of, you know, mm-hmm. lots of things have happened over that time.
Mm-hmm. What was the motivation for actually wanting to get some kind of job or to look into maybe selling Avon?
Well, I have to say the simplest thing is I wanted a kitchen floor. So I thought, well, I can earn a little bit of money and get a kitchen floor. It took me a couple, 2-3 years before I got it.
Yeah.
But once I got started with it and started to get to know people, and then I had a Bible study. And mm-hmm. I put a sign out in the yard and a number of people saw it. And I had originally the Bible study was just for the neighborhood. That was okay. how it started. And so we had a number of people there, you know, like 7, 8, 9 people. And really over the years, I still have it every other week. But over the years, the Lord has kept it at that small amount, like only about 6 or 7 people, because in the smaller groups, they have a freedom of sharing.
That's true.
And a freedom of praying where they wouldn't do it with a big group of people. And one of the things I used to do as a representative, and I especially around holiday time, I'd put a track appropriate for the holiday in the bags. And I know one person, Jean, was brought to the Lord through that. Mm. She started going to church. And she just really grew in the Lord, and she was at the Bible studies. And then I had many opportunities to pray. I would, somebody had said, you know, like a, either a situation in their family or sickness or something like that. And I'd say, can I pray with you?
Right.
And I only had one person say, no, that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody else accepted the prayers.
Which I'm sure was many over the years.
Yes, yes. And it was encouraging. So I knew at least that's where the people knew where I stood.
Right.
And just by the prayer itself, not, it wasn't a memorized prayer or anything.
No, yeah.
So they appreciated the concern about them.
Yeah.
And about their lives.
Yeah. So, I mean, it was not only a means for you to get a kitchen floor.
Right. that was really history.
And, but you not only achieved that, but this was a way to have some income, but this is what God had for you.
Right.
And you're using the thing that he has right in front of you mm-hmm. in order to minister to other people.
Right.
And just, you know, I know, I mean, you're sensitive to the Holy Spirit. And so whenever, you know, he kind of puts that thought in your mind or kind of, you know, notions you to say, hey, ask him this or that or whatever, you know, I'm sure it wasn't every single house, you know,
no.
But it was a huge part of building relationship.
Right. Right.
Which building relationship is the foundation. I mean, that's what God wants to do with us mm-hmm. and then with others. And so that provided a fantastic opportunity platform for you to be able to build those relationship, you know, week after week,
right.
You know, going and visiting them and house to house. I can vaguely remember when I was one or so that you would take your bike and you had a basket on the front of it and you had orders that you had filled and bags ready to deliver to people. And you put me on the back of your bike and on your 10 speed and just
and everybody really got a kick out of that. You know, they really
oh,
liked
I'm
to
sure,
see
especially
you.
The hills that we live, like where we lived. We lived in a place called Penn Hills.
Yes, and I can't say that I went up those hills with you on the bike. No.
Well, there was definitely some hills because there's no flat spots where I grew up. So I can definitely say that.
Yeah. And Hope was a good just an introduction. You know, if I was to see somebody new, they were fascinated by having a child with me.
Yeah. You do what you got to do, right?
Right, right.
Yeah, wow. That's so cool. So, you know, when we started talking about this, I was thinking about Acts 1, 7 through 8, which says, this is Jesus, and he's talking to his disciples, his apostles. I'm pretty sure that there was more people than that there. But he says to them, it is not for you to know the time or the seasons which the Father has put in his own authority, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem, in all Judea, in Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. And so I really felt like this is your Jerusalem.
Right.
You know, this is your ministry. You know, this is what God put in front of you. And I think that that's important for us to understand. There's not everybody needs to be a pastor on a stage. In fact, that is just one part of the body of Christ in the ministry that's set before us. When God has us in different places, when we are at work, when even if we're at home moms or dads and we go to the store and, you know, to the schools and we make relationship with the other parents of the schools or whatever, mm-hmm. that whatever God has in front of us is a ministry opportunity.
Right.
You know, it's building those relationships and just being open to the Holy Spirit and just being obedient, you know, learning the word, of course, because that's a huge part of it as you're growing in God. But you know, I just think that I remember from all growing up, I mean, this wasn't something that you did occasionally. This was a regular thing. And I thought it was really cool. Cause I knew that you did Bible study my whole life. Like, I mean, for forever, it was every single week.
Right.
And now it's been every other week for the last several years. But, I remember, you know, I had to stay up in my room. Sometimes I'd come down and they would talk to me and whatever, but most of the time I kind of stayed out of the way. But I didn't know that you started it with a sign in the yard.
Yeah.
Like, that's pretty cool. Like, I'm just going
to
put it.
Like, hey, come to Bible study.
Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah,
I'm going to open up the word in my house. Feel free to come.
Word of mouth that sis mm-hmm. was a good friend. And she lived on top of the hill. And yeah. she found out from her neighbors, you know, that there's a Bible study down there. And, you know, that's kind of just word of mouth. That's yeah. how it started. And Sis is a wonderful
yeah.
Christian woman. And she's done a lot for the Lord all these years.
Yeah. Wow. Yep. That's so, I was just thinking, I was like, I wonder if that'd work today. I don't know.
Putting a sign in your yard?
Yeah, just put a sign in your yard.
Oh, it'd work to do something.
Right.
Yep, in our HOA, we'd probably get in trouble.
Yeah, I'm sure.
But I never knew that. I never knew that that's how you got it started. Mm-hmm. And I think that that is pretty cool. That's, you know, why not?
Right.
Yeah. That's pretty cool. But, so yeah, with that, you know, with what God put in front of you and how you were sharing with people and even saw people come to the Lord through mm-hmm. it. And I did want to bring out a little definition. You mentioned putting tracks in the orders.
Yes.
Some people might not know what that is.
Oh.
So.
Yeah, right now we can't. It's very hard to get tracks. You have to order them through a special company. We used to be able to get them at church. But yeah, they're just a one or two page
pamphlet
mm-hmm. Of simple scriptures and how to get to know the Lord. And because I did it at a holiday time, mm-hmm. They can adjust,
like
you know,
theme.
This is for Easter, mm-hmm. for Christmas, and even for Halloween, I'd put it in the mm-hmm. bags.
Oh, yeah, so with the candy. I remember that.
Right.
Yeah.
So that it was, I believe, effective. And if I didn't see it, you know, the Lord saw, and there might have been fruit that came from that that I don't even know about.
I'm sure that if you're out there doing that kind of stuff, hopefully, maybe eventually we'll see the... the reaping of that in heaven.
Right.
But I'm sure that if you are consistent and obedient, that there is so much that is coming out of it that we'll never see mm-hmm. here on earth, you know, but right. I mean, I have to believe that, you know.
And I think integrity is a lot. Mm-hmm. People expect, I'm not sure exactly what they expect sometimes, but I know integrity has a lot to do with being in Avon this long. Mm-hmm. People trust me. Mm-hmm. They know that, you know, if they ordered something, they're going to get it. Mm-hmm. And every 2 weeks, the people have been faithful in paying as well.
That's good.
So that's always appreciated, mm-hmm. you know, that's taken care of. And the Lord's been faithful to me all these years. One of the reasons I know his faithfulness is a shield and a bulwark in Psalm 91. And there's been many times that I've tripped over the cement, I've fallen, I've missed the bottom step. I've, you know, just any number of times, probably, and out just delivering Avon, mm-hmm. probably 10 to 15 times I've fallen.
Well, it's a lot of walking over 55 years. Yeah, right. That's a lot of walking.
So, I might have hurt myself a little bit, but he pulled me through with no broken bones.
Amen.
And he's just been totally faithful to me.
Yes. Yes, he is faithful. Mm-hmm. We were singing about that today.
Right.
He is very, very faithful.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. So this was your Jerusalem. Have you ever ventured out to Judea, Samaria, done anything else ministry-wise?
Yes. Yeah. After my husband passed away, I had the freedom to be able to go on mission trips.
Mm-hmm.
And started mostly, in fact, I think most of all of them, except going to New York City for the Extreme Makeover, which I was able to do about 3 or 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
And we were able to help people in rehab centers, just making them feel better.
Mm.
A pedicure, manicure, hairdo, and to feel that they could be comfortable in going out and applying for a job.
Mm.
So that we did. Several times, and then going down to San Luis, Mexico.
Right.
We went down there to build buildings, construction. There's construction teams to go down, but there's always a mix mm-hmm. of construction and ministry. Mm-hmm. So we minister to the shut-ins, ministered to the dump, and different places.
Well, the people in the
dump. Yeah, not to the dump, the people in the dump. And we always had devotions before we left the beginning of each day.
Yeah, that's
good. That's one thing that's also has taken me through is having devotions every morning.
Mm-hmm.
That's my first thing I do in the morning.
Yep.
Is talk with the Lord and mm-hmm. spend time with him. And that's key.
Mm-hmm.
It's key to keeping on, keeping on.
Yes. Amen. Yeah, that time alone. And if you're able to do it in the morning, I know that a lot of times that can definitely, it sets your day.
Right.
I mean, there were times where it would look different, or maybe for me, for several years, especially during the summer with the kids, it would be in the middle of the day,
because right.
it would be like their nap time or quiet time. You know, they just needed to stay to themselves, basically. You know, I was like, you guys just have to behave, stay to yourselves. The little ones are sleeping. You better be bleeding if you're going to come interrupt my time, because that was important.
Right.
That's important.
Yeah.
Yeah. For years and years, I can remember you have your daily bread out there with your Bible first thing in the morning at the table. So yeah, absolutely. That's part of the heritage. It's part of the learning how important it is, because, you know, you learn by seeing the example. And I'm hoping and praying that it's the same, you know.
Well, I've seen it in your children.
Yeah.
They've really been blessed by having you as parent, you and John as yes. their parent. And they're following through with their devotional times mm-hmm. and with their times in the youth group.
Right.
And singing with the ministry team. So they've really, you can see it in their lives.
Yeah. Praise God. He's good and he is faithful.
Right.
And it definitely works, guys. It mm-hmm. works, you know, lead by example. And even if you're later on coming into, you know, into right. a relationship with God, you can still do it. You can still do it. So yeah, I thank you so much for sharing this today. And is there anything else that you want to share that you were thinking about?
I think Psalm 91 again,
mm-hmm.
And he will give his angels charge concerning you to guard you in all your ways,
mm-hmm.
and they will bear you up in their hands unless you strike your foot against a stone. That's, you know, part of the claim, you know, in living a life is to know the angels are there, and scripture tells us, mm-hmm. you know, that angels are taking care of us.
Yeah.
And then many times too, life is not easy.
Mm.
And there was many times when Hope is still home and she was the only child at home, and she was very faithful in bearing a lot of the burden that she had because her dad was had a lot of physical problems. But the key verses to me is, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God, and
yes.
the peace of God rule in your heart.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what I rely on.
Yeah.
You can't be anxious. You need to rest in the Lord.
Yes. There was many, many times that, but seeing that as an example, I had mentioned in a previous podcast about my anger issues.
Mm.
And I'd shared about how I would, as a teenager, I would try to get you to fight with me, and you just wouldn't. You wouldn't. Mm. You just were, you probably don't even remember.
No, I don't.
You just were as patient as anything, and it probably frustrated me more than anything. But there was just a year or two there, and maybe it wasn't even that long. I don't know. I can just remember it just was a phase, I guess. I don't know. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know why. I mean, I look back at it. I can't explain why, but I can remember that. And I can remember you just, nope, not going to fight with you. So, yeah, very, very patient.
Well,
so that peace must have really held you
right.
strong. You probably just went in your room and shut the door or something. But yeah, it's definitely a testament.
You were a good daughter. You are a good daughter.
I was. I don't know. I fell off the cart somewhere. I don't know. How about John? You have anything to add to this?
Now she just fights with me. So, no, I'm just kidding.
He just goes in the room and shuts the door.
Right.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for sharing this today. Just want to encourage everybody out there, whatever it is that God has in front of you, do it to the best of his ability, and whatever opportunities you have to build your relationships with those around you. And whenever God puts it on your heart, just go for it. He puts it on your heart to to pray with somebody or to just share maybe your life experience, your story of how God has, you know, worked for you and what he's done for you and that peace and all those different things, feel free to share it with them. I mean, be encouraged to do it because that will make a change in people's lives. Sometimes it's, you just don't know what people are going through. You just don't. And so when you allow yourself to be that voice of God, the hands and feet of Jesus and the voice of God to people who they would not hear it otherwise. And when you do that, it can be a pivotal time in their life. It could change their life completely. And we think it's, you know, probably not even that much. It's, you know, but you said something along the way that made me think of, it was also your ministry in New York too, right. That, you know, yes, it was a makeover, you know, so it was something that was exterior, but I can only imagine for those people, you know, and it maybe not even necessarily looking different. I think that probably built their confidence, but the fact that there were people willing to come and take right. time out to do this for them and to love on them with mm-hmm. that, I would think that would minister to them more than anything, you know, like you right. care enough about me. You're showing me this love and you care enough about me for me to get a job. And because so many times people just live in their own bubbles, you know, they just mm-hmm. are living their life and it's our human nature. This is what I'm concerned with is just this, my own little life right here. But when we pop outside of that bubble, when we pop the bubble and we go outside of it and we show care and concern at the very least for other people, it can speak volumes
right.
of especially, how much God loves them.
Especially when it comes to like when you do pedicures, when mm-hmm. girls are getting down on their knees and washing feet mm. that have gone through who yeah. knows what. Yeah.
That's big ministry.
Yes. And so, and that, you know, was very much, you know, appreciated. Mm. And I have to say one thing too, that the Lord has blessed me with a second husband mm-hmm. after 10 years
yeah.
of Dave being gone with the Lord. He brought another man into my life.
Yes.
And it's been 7 years now.
Wow. I can't believe it's been 7 years already.
Right. So L.A. has been a blessing, and he's a generous man.
Yes.
And he's very willing to help me out in whichever way I can.
Yeah.
That he can and where is needed. So yeah. Thankful for that.
He's always good for a laugh too.
Yeah, he is. Yeah,
he's a little goofy, but that's good. That's a good thing. Keeps you laughing, keeps you young. Right.
And when you come to visit us in Florida, he goes and hangs that out back all the time.
He does like he that just, back patio.
He loves the sun. Loves the sun.
We never go outside.
Take advantage of it while we can.
Right. Get a little bit of sun. Well, yeah. So thanks again. I really appreciate you, you know, coming and sharing. And I know this is something that's a little different for you, but hey, I think it turned out great. And,
thank you.
Yeah.
Appreciate it. May the Lord be blessed.
Yes, absolutely. So be encouraged. Again, step out of your comfort zone, show love, show kindness to someone. And whenever God gives you something to say to them or to pray for them, just go for it, because the worst that can happen is, well, they might say no, but most of the time they're going to say yes, and you're just going to show the love of God. And so be encouraged, and until next time, continue finding your hope and believing in the one and only true God. We'll see you next time.